This is episode 2488 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of the series we've been exploring this week. If you are brand new here and you are landing here just listening to this episode as your first episode, you are in the right place because every episode follows a theme, but each episode offers a meditation technique, inspiration, and a guided meditation that is unique. So you can listen along through a series or just select whichever episode you choose to listen to. If you've been along with us on this journey this week, as you reclaim your joy, I want to let you know how much I honor you, showing up for yourself day in and day out. And I've heard from many of you letting me know how much your meditation ritual has meant to you during this time of the coronavirus pandemic. Many of you have reached out to let me know that you started meditating during the pandemic. I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me at mary@sipandom.com, or you can send me a direct message on my Sip and Om Instagram, and I would love to connect with you. Also, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single day. Every single day, I create a fresh guided meditation. Every single week, we explore a different theme. And you might want to share these episodes with someone, especially over this holiday season and the end of the year, which can be so chaotic at times. Just when we want to feel most peaceful, it's also the time when we have so much more going on in our lives. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you're feeling lonely and isolated this season. Meditation is one of the most beautiful ways to support yourself, whether or not you're feeling lonely or you feel you have so much to do, too much, in fact. So here you are, getting ready to meditate. In the very last episode of a series, I like to guide you through a review over your week. It's a reflection, and I consider this to be one of the most important meditations in a series. Because when you reflect back over different highlights from your week, your victories, as well as the times when you wish you would have done something differently, or maybe you really struggled this week, it's all good. Your lessons are just as valuable as your big wins. So, as you're guided through the meditation today, I want to encourage you to perhaps step outside and meditate. I think that meditating outside brings your meditation ritual to the next level. Even if it's cold where you live, just bundle up. If it's hot, it's actually a hot day where I live in Florida, maybe sit in the shade and wear light layers. Adjust yourself to accommodate what's happening outside instead of putting a barrier between yourself and the elements, all that's happening in the natural world surrounding you. Bring that into your ritual as much as you can. You could even do this as a walking meditation outside. So as you settle yourself down, straighten your spine to keep yourself alert and close your eyes ever so gently, uplifting them. And this is going to help keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. This little tweak helps keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Anytime you begin to notice your thoughts wander or negative thoughts begin to creep in, gently uplift your eyes and straighten your spine. It's so important. Begin to notice how you're feeling right here, right now. You're doing such great things for yourself as you meditate. Name the emotion you're feeling. Now think about the quest you went on this week. You were on a live your life on purpose quest, cultivating exactly the way you want to feel. Consider how you'd like to be feeling right now and begin to cultivate this feeling and infuse it as you reflect over your week. If you want to feel love, as you reflect over your week, consider the times this week when you felt love, or maybe you're focusing on peace or joy or hope or positivity or confidence. Reflect over your week and think of the times during the week when you felt those emotions. Very nice. Consider who you were with and what you were doing and where you were. Consider what these triggers were that helped you to feel exactly the way you want to feel. Now, as you reflect back over your week, consider the times when you may have struggled to feel the way you want to feel. Maybe you couldn't shake a particular mood and you felt negative thoughts pervasive throughout your days. Notice what may have caused this. No shame, no blame. This is all about awareness. Become familiar with how you're living your life and what's influencing you and your mood. Beautiful. Now it's time for you to celebrate and allow yourself to sit in stillness, experiencing the way you want to feel at this moment, right here, right now. You are so worth slowing down for.